Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What do you think about KD being at the games but not sitting at the bench?
That's weird.
Isn't it weird? Am I missing something there? That he traveled to Toronto, first of all, but he was never on the bench. And then at the Golden State game in Oakland on Wednesday, he was there in the tunnel. But he doesn't sit on the bench, right? Do you notice that, Solana?
I do, but maybe he's rehabbing during the game. So he doesn't want to have a setback for his rehab because he's just sitting out there doing nothing.
That makes a lot of sense, too, because that happens in the NFL as well. But he had on street clothes.
Well, he did, but he had a sweatshirt. He wasn't like dressed up in a suit or anything.
I guess you can't rehab for 6 hours. If he's rehabbing the first half, why at halftime can't he come out and sit with his team?
I just don't get that. There's a weird flex going on there.
And like UD does, when UD goes and talks, coming back down to Miami, when UD doesn't play, UD played 8 minutes all year. But every time out, UD would be in somebody's ear trying to tell him about,
apparently, you didn't see the final game of the season in Brooklyn. That dude's ready to ball.
When UD's talking to Bam, when UD's talking to Hassan, when UD's trying to tell him, trying to give him a little hint, KD's the best player in the world. You don't think KD can help some of these younger guys out there on the court, can help some of these guys talking to him, try to explain to them what the Raptors are doing to him? I think KD could be a player coach while his calf is getting right.
He's not that kind of guy, though, right? Like, he's not LeBron James, master of the game. He's teaching all the young guys. Like, that's just not his personality. I remember Kevin Garnett back in 2009, after they had won that championship, he was out with a knee injury, and he said, I can't be on the court watching my team lose. I can't do it. I will go crazy.
I will tell you, though, I think Doris Burke on Wednesday night did a report about watching the game with Kevin Durant on a little monitor. I remember some sideline report where she was like, this guy is a student of the game, and he was watching this, and he was saying, I can't wait to tell this guy, here's what you need to do to combat that or whatever. I thought it was weird that he's in the tunnel, but he's not on the bench.
Not to get it on you, Solana. You believe LeBron James knows more about basketball than Kevin Durant?
For sure.
Bro. LeBron James could over-talk and confuse Kevin Durant talking basketball X's and O's?
Are you saying he is a better teacher? Like, he can express better? Like, some people are better coaches. Some people are better at explaining it. Is that what you're saying about LeBron?
Yes, but I also think Kevin Durant is more of a, I just play basketball. I'm not the kind of guy who's going to break down X's and O's. I'm not saying he can't.
You think Kevin Durant gets confused by defenses?
No, that's not what I'm trying to say. But I think LeBron James is more of a student of the game. He's more prone to bring a younger guy aside and explain to him what he did wrong. Kevin Durant doesn't have that personality. He's not really a teacher on the court. At least it doesn't look that way to me.
No. Like I'm saying, like Hawk's saying, some people know it and can't articulate it. Like, there's people that know stuff and can't teach it. That's why I have coaches that say, I'm not a coach, I'm a teacher. I can't show you how to play football. I can teach you how football is played. If you're saying that, I agree with you. LeBron can embrace people. And to be honest, LeBron has a better personality. KD doesn't have personality in my mind.
No, he's, Solana said it, like he said once, I just want to play basketball. I don't want to worry about anything, I just want to play some basketball.
But if there was a basketball IQ test, you believe LeBron would score higher than Kevin Durant?
I mean, yes, but I get what you're saying.
I have to tell you, that's a pay-per-view I would watch. I would watch that pay-per-view. Someone, it's Oscar Robertson and Michael Jordan and Jerry West, and they create a basketball IQ test, and it is, proctored for an hour by Julius Erving, his doctor, and and then whoever grades highest, that would be interesting, right? Like, actual basketball IQ, because that's a term that's thrown around all the time.
I think that this is your love for LeBron right now.
And for LeBron. I'm Team Petty. I have very little love for LeBron.
Solana, I listen to you all the time. You're not anywhere close to Team Petty. I hate LeBron. I don't like him. I don't want to be around him. I love watching him play basketball. If I had a chance to eat dinner with LeBron, I would turn it down. I can't stand him as a person.
I'd go work for LeBron as a maid. I would cook him dinner every night. Love LeBron.
I love getting that. Y'all have this little love in y'all love heart for LeBron. No disrespect. I don't even like KD that much. I like LeBron is just that much smarter than KD.
On that superstar level, though, there's guys like Chris Paul. Chris Paul just, like, he truly is one of those guys where you know he's, like, one of the smartest guys on the court. I'm not saying Kevin Durant isn't a smart guy on the court. I just don't think he's on that level of a Chris Paul.
Somebody texts in, J.R. Smith
Chris
did not
Paul?
Learn a lot from LeBron. He was around him for a long time.
Chris Paul knows more about basketball than Kevin Durant?
But it's not
Do
like,
you hear what you're saying?
It's not they know more about basketball. Like, I'm sure they're superstars. They're the best basketball players of all time, these guys. But I do think there's something to be said of just the way that they view the game, the way that they can see things happening before somebody else can see things happening.
Well, when you say knows more about basketball?
Kevin Durant is 7 feet tall. He can pull up from 30, and he can take you off
right,
the dribble.
His skill set is unbelievable.
Right,
so it doesn't matter. It was like Michael Vick. Michael Vick was so good, and then you find out that he admit, I couldn't read a defense? Like, I never read a defense.
Right.
But his speed and athleticism
his
broke
skill
the code.
Set, yeah.
You're saying Kevin Durant to basketball is that I totally disagree with that.
Oh, I'm not saying
Kevin
that.
Durant,
I'm
Kevin just, Durant knows basketball,
I'm just saying
man.
That there's examples of guys being really good but not having this IQ of their game.
He knows basketball. I just don't think it's on the level of a LeBron James, one of the smartest basketball minds we've ever seen in the NBA.
And why do you say that?
Because everybody who's been around LeBron James, everybody who's coached LeBron James, people like Popovich who have worked with him, you know, in the offseason have said he's one of the most brilliant basketball minds they've ever spoken. Like,
man, pop it out your mouth, bro.
You haven't heard that?
Take it out your mouth. This is ridiculous. LeBron is just flat out smarter. And you're giving love to Kevin Durant because he's 7 feet. LeBron James is a damn 270-pound freight train that has a 40-something-inch vertical. He can take you off the dribble. He can shoot the three. And Kevin Durant he doesn't even know the size of a basketball. He'll play with a girl's ball.
I think I agree with Solana.
Y'all are crazy. LeBron James.
He's a basketball genius.
And nobody else is.
No, no one said that.
Who else is, though? Who is there anybody in the NBA?
He just told you Chris Paul is.
So it goes LeBron, then Chris Paul.
I could probably look it up here, but like, okay, Kyrie Irving, Chris Paul, right? You'd say they're, I mean, obviously right now you take Kyrie's younger, but like they're on the same level. Kyrie Irving just goes out there, he plays basketball. His handles are unbelievable, just like Chris Paul. But Chris Paul, people know him as being one of the smarter players on the court. He's always going to make the smart decision, always. LeBron James, another one of those guys, always will make the right basketball play, the smarter basketball play. Kevin Durant, he's just known as being the guy who's an unbelievable scoring threat, and he's 7 feet tall, and he's a mate. Like, that's what it is. He's a scorer.
This is crazy to me.
I think
the man's averaging 37 points in the playoffs per game, and he doesn't even know how big a basketball court is.
But he's not saying that he's not basketball smart.
Right.
He's just saying he's not at LeBron's level. Yeah. It doesn't make
You're going off a Popovich interview to have that fact?
It's not just Popovich. Here's what I think it comes down to, Crowder. I think it's that LeBron James eats pizza with a fork and Kevin Durant doesn't.
And that's a valid point right there. He kind of got you. Kind of got you there, right? He kind of got you there.
LeBron James eats donuts with sprinkles. Kevin Durant doesn't.
That one I'm going to have to disagree with because we're talking about IQ.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
A lot of people agreeing with Solana via text and Twitter. Solana's getting a lot of respect. Hey, guys, I have to say I agree with Solana. I think LeBron's basketball IQ is higher than KD's. Put it like this. Who would make a better NBA coach? LeBron, KD, or Chris Paul? Chris would get my vote, followed shortly by LeBron, and way later, maybe KD.
How do y'all gather that information?
Well, it's just an opinion.
I don't agree with the coaching thing.
But
this is
what I'm saying. LeBron talks about his basketball IQ. He always talks about, why did you pass it late in the game? I was trying to make the perfect pass. He talks a lot more than KD. You're saying KD doesn't see a defense as good as LeBron?
But this is an argument trick that a lot of people don't get. when you say this person's better than that person at something, an argument trick is to say, oh, so that person doesn't know how to drive a car at all. If you say Al Unser Jr. is a better driver than, I don't know why I went to F1 there, but what, like, you go, Al Unser is a better driver than so-and-so, and you go, oh, so-and-so doesn't know how to drive a car, huh? That's not what's happening.
No,
so you're saying Kevin Durant doesn't know how to do anything, he's not smart at all, and
did
no
I say
one's
that?
Saying
I didn't
that.
Say smart. I
you
said,
just said it.
I just said when LeBron makes that last pass to the open defender, open shooter, Kevin Durant does not know that shooter's there.
Nope, no one said that.
But LeBron's so much smarter than him. Give me an example. I can tell you who's a better shooter by their percentages. I can tell you who's a better passer by their assist. You're going to tell me LeBron's smarter than KD? Why? I need a why. All I'm looking for is a why.
But there are people who have played or coached that say LeBron's got a huge basketball IQ, and you don't hear that about Kevin Durant. So you take the pieces of information that you get, and then you formulate an opinion.
And we were in Miami when LeBron was here. Mm-hmm. We've never been in a city with Kevin Durant. We were hearing Pat Riley. We were hearing Spo talk about him, hearing Dwayne talk about him, hearing Chris Bosh talk about him. We weren't in Kansas City. OKC. We're not in Golden State right now. We don't hear all those stories like we heard about LeBron being down here.
Right, but we watched OKC in the final or in the finals, right? We watched OKC in the conference finals. We watched them time and time again. Two of the best players in the world on the same team, and they had James Harden at one point, and they couldn't overcome the Heat. They couldn't
beat
the
Warriors.
But that
has nothing to do with basketball IQ.
It is because you watch them and you're watching KD just go isolation at the end of game in crunch time constantly over and over again. LeBron James doesn't do that. When you watch LeBron James, he'll always make the right basketball play. Yes, he'll go into isolation.
I've heard Spo say that too.
He'll throw it around his back to UD for the game winner. He got crushed for it down in Miami his first season because he passed away the game winner. Oh, LeBron doesn't have
Would you agree with this? Some players have a higher basketball IQ than other players.
Yes, for sure.
Okay, so your opinion is, and it's not based on anything other than your opinion is that LeBron's basketball IQ is not higher than KD's.
No, I say they're equal.
Okay, but that's fine. But that's your opinion.
KD's the best basketball player in the world right now.
But that has nothing to do with
basketball
IQ.
Agree on that?
Yes.
He's better than LeBron.
Yes.
LeBron's IQ is that much higher than his, and he's still better than LeBron.
Well, I think Steve Kerr has a huge basketball IQ as well, but doesn't mean that he could compete.
But Steve Kerr's
LeBron.
A coach. LeBron James is a top five player in the league.
But I'm saying that there's plenty of ball players that have high basketball IQs that aren't on the level of the elite players in the league. Doesn't mean that they have less of a basketball IQ. You're taking issue with the fact that LeBron has a higher basketball IQ than KD, but your KD opinion is not based on anything any more than our opinion on LeBron.
My KD opinion is based on that he's a top five player in the world.
You're talking about skills.
And LeBron is too.
Right, you're talking
so
about skills.
So he's that much more athletic than LeBron. LeBron can jump just as high as him. He might have him by, 5 inches, 4 inches? LeBron's more athletic. LeBron's stronger. LeBron draws more fouls. All that stuff. They're both top five players. LeBron is that much smarter than him. He should be so much better than KD.
Well, I mean, LeBron's maybe the greatest basketball player of our time. Michael and LeBron in the argument.
How can KD even keep up if LeBron is that much smarter than him on the basketball court?
Well, LeBron's statistics are better across the floor. That's why he's a better complete player. Overall player, he's better than Kevin Durant. Right now, Kevin Durant might have the upper hand.
No, you just said... He's better than Kevin Durant. He's not.
No.
Right now, as we say today, he's not better than Kevin Durant.
But his NBA career stats are better.
Complete player, overall player, rebounds, assists, steals, defensive efficiency ratings. Like, we can really break it down. LeBron James overall is a better player. But right now, Kevin Durant has the upper hand because of age. LeBron's coming off an injury. And KD has a better team.
Team has nothing to do with it.
Well, it does.
Get that out your mouth.
No, because he's so smart.
No, but it does have something to do with
it. Y'all are ridiculous.
You're confusing having a high basketball IQ with the actual on-court performance.
And this is the thing I think y'all are misconstrued by. I'm not saying LeBron doesn't have a high basketball IQ. I'm saying Kevin Durant's right there with him.
Okay, but that's fine. But
he's
right
there with you. You're acting like Kevin Durant is just going out playing street ball every night. Solana didn't say this. Word for word he said, when you watch Kevin Durant, all he does is ISO. Didn't you say that? Or did I put words in your mouth?
In clutch situations, Kevin Durant will just go
so
isolation.
Add some letters. All he does is ISO. So you're going to add a couple more words to what you said. LeBron doesn't do that. LeBron can't. He
LeBron
you know
will pass more in that situation than he ISOs.
So Kevin plays strictly off ability. That's all. Kevin Durant is not. And I'm not saying.
Again,
I'm not trying to go straight.
You're doing the verbal trick of saying, okay, if you think he's got a lesser basketball IQ, it means he's got no basketball IQ, and no one's saying
okay,
that.
So there's attributes. Kevin Durant and LeBron James are top three in the world right now. Top two, honestly.
Yep.
One and two, you can add Giannis. Let's say they're top two. LeBron is that much smarter than Kevin. So Kevin physically makes up for it. So to be as good as LeBron, to compete with LeBron in MVP runs and all this stuff, Kevin, he physically makes up for what he lacks mentally that LeBron has.
Yes. But no one's saying that he lacks anything mentally.
Y'all are telling me that LeBron has a higher basketball IQ, so how can Kevin Durant keep up with LeBron?
But if I say Ken Jennings, the Jeopardy champion, because he didn't get unseated by this new guy, Jeopardy James, if I say Ken Jennings is smarter than me, that doesn't mean that I'm lacking in smarts. It means that there's a guy that far superior. You're making one corollary to the other, and it's not.
They have the same success, and y'all are telling me one is a lot smarter. How can the inferior intelligent guy, how can he keep up with that smart guy? How does KD keep up with LeBron?
His physical skills are that superior to anyone else in the league.
To LeBron's. Just listen to what I'm saying. Kevin Durant's physical skills are that much superior to a 270-pound freight train that can handle,
taller,
that can take it down.
Younger, has handles, has a three-point shot. He's the complete package. I'm not saying LeBron's not.
For y'all to say this, you're diminishing LeBron's physical ability, that he's doing it mentally.
No, by saying that someone has a high basketball IQ does not diminish their physical ability.
So how can KD keep up with him? If he's just as athletic as KD, just as athletic, if they're the same,
well, somebody texts
he should be 10 times better than KD because he's so much smarter.
But somebody texts in, Crowder was more athletic than Zach Thomas, so why weren't you better than Zach Thomas? Because Zach Thomas had a higher football IQ, no?
What, with Zach?
Yeah.
People diminish Zach like he wasn't fast as hell.
But he didn't have your physical attributes.
He wasn't as big as me.
Well, I mean, that's kind of important in football.
Listen, that is not comparable. Zach is a Hall of Famer. I was a 6-year starter. You're talking about two Hall of Famers. You're talking about two of the top 10 players in NBA history. You're talking about two guys that are top three in the world right now. You're talking about those two guys, and you're telling me one's so much smarter that the other one has to keep up with him off backyard basketball. ISO. That's all. I can't. Listen, I haven't sat down and watched film with KD. I haven't sat down and watched film with LeBron, and none of y'all have either. But I cannot sit here and let y'all say KD is confused sometimes when LeBron's not.
No one's saying that. That's the part you're doing the verbal tricks.
Okay.
By saying LeBron James has a higher basketball IQ does not mean that I'm saying Kevin Durant is confused on the court.
So are there times, it's a crazy jump to make. There are times that LeBron sees stuff KD doesn't.
There are times that LeBron sees stuff on a basketball court that KD doesn't, and LeBron will react in a particular way that KD wouldn't.
He couldn't, because he can't see it.
No, he can, but LeBron's pointing it out more often than not than Kevin Durant.
And catches on faster. And like think about this. They come down the court, and he's seeing the rotations. He's seeing the defense. He's seeing the setups. What, 2 seconds before KD? He's seen the game in slow motion. KD's seeing it normal speed.
Nope, no one's saying that. No one's saying
that. So what is basketball IQ then?
I don't know.
Just
smarts.
Y'all are arguing with it. LeBron has this through the roof.
You're arguing. Explain to me
what basketball IQ is.
You're arguing it as if one is saying.
Give me a definition of basketball IQ.
Smarts, being able to recognize what might be the highest percentage play for success on a court. Being able to explain to your teammates or being able to exploit an opponent's weakness better than just killing them with your own skill. Being able to point out weaknesses, being able to exploit that, and being able to use your teammates' proficiencies to exploit opponents' weaknesses. He's probably better at that than KD is. It's why KD had to go to Golden State in order to get the rings.
Why LeBron had to come to Miami with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh.
But then also did it in Cleveland without Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh.
Like, listen, LeBron is the best basketball. I second best of all time. I got MJ. But for y'all to act like KD is inferior, that's the thing. He's inferior to LeBron in any way. That kind of rubs me the wrong way.
Somebody texts in that UF education is on full display. You're still my boy, CC.
You don't even have a degree, just like me.
Crowder is a moron right now, says another texter. I was 100% on Solana's side. Channing just swayed me. Channing is right.
That's ridiculous. LeBron has a higher basketball IQ than Mario Chalmers.
Well,
He does. I'll give y'all that all day.
Right.
Yeah. KD?
But I would ask you, if we brought on Brian Geltzeiler, if we bring on NBA experts and asked, who has a higher basketball IQ, LeBron or KD, you will vehemently argue with anyone.
Yes.
Because you know.
No. If they say they're right there, they're right there.
No. They say no. LeBron has a higher basketball IQ, which is all that's been said.
And I've asked y'all this, and y'all act like that's why I'm asking you this recognition word you said earlier. I like that. LeBron can recognize things. If it's at 12 o'clock, LeBron recognizes it. At 12 and 2 seconds, does KD recognize it? If LeBron gets a 99 on the IQ.
Game of seconds.
If LeBron gets a 99 on the IQ test, does KD get a 98 or does KD get a 60?
Well, but you made the leap that KD's getting a 60.
I'm not asking you to ask.
All the conversation was who has a higher basketball IQ? We both say LeBron.
Okay, LeBron has 100. He had a perfect score on this IQ test. Where's KD, Solana?
92.
96.
But there's only five
that's
guys.
That's not that big of a difference.
Right, but okay,
scoreboard.
4%?
Scoreboard.
There's only five guys ever. Scoreboard.
So why would you even bring up the point that he has a higher basketball IQ when it's a 4% difference?
Because he does.
4% difference.
It's a big difference on the court.
Come on, get the hell out of it. It's
better.
No big,
it's better.
Yeah, it's better.
If you win a point by a game or you win a point by 10 points, you still won the game.
We won.
Come on, man. Y'all are disrespecting KD. Y'all are crazy. Crazy.
You okay?
You hit a text line.
I'm looking at the text line. You okay?
From what?
From this battering you just
listen,
took.
I be kicking y'all ass, and I said it with bad grammar on purpose. Be kicking y'all ass.
This is the guy.
And all y'all do is find friends to agree with.
This is the guy in the
jump
hospital
in with
bed.
Each other.
This is the guy in the hospital bed telling the nurses how he kicked the other dude's ass. The other dude's at the club telling the guys around the table how the fight went. We went so over, and I don't even like the conversation.
I don't this either, because it's dumb.
It's so uninteresting to me.
So dumb.
Who gives a bleep who has a higher basketball IQ? But now we're way behind on the clock, so go figure everything out, Solana.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.